Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us again for just a short time around the Word of God. We're down on the Lag and Towpath here, and you'll just see in the background another part of Barbara Threads, this great industry that stood for generations and employed over the years thousands of people in the Lisburn and the greater Lisburn area. We used to have a godly Sunday school teacher, Billy Gallagher, lovely man of God, loved us in the Lord, shared the gospel with us every Sunday morning. Used to give us a few sweets as well, and he used to talk about his working life here in Barbara Threads. It employed many, many people and stood, as we say, for about 200 years as a real industry in this locality. We've been thinking about the subject of thread in Scripture, the scarlet thread in the tabernacle, the scarlet thread that Rahab hung from her window. Don't want to string it out too much, sorry for the pun, but we're going to look at another verse that speaks about thread in Song of Solomon chapter 4. Song of Solomon's a wonderful book, maybe a much misunderstood book and a much neglected book in the Bible, but really it speaks about Solomon the king and the Shunammite, his bride. It's a picture of Christ and the church. Solomon is a type of Christ. His name means peaceable. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Solomon is the king. Jesus Christ is King of Kings. Solomon was known for his wealth. The Bible speaks about the unsearchable riches of Christ. And Solomon as well was known for his wisdom. And Jesus Christ, of course, knows all things. He's omniscient. And Solomon took to himself a Shunammite bride, a peasant girl, an outcast, a down and out. And yet he loved her and looked upon her with divine favour and took her to be his bride. And it's a wonderful picture of the relationship that Christ has with his church, with sinners that he redeems and saves by his grace. And so Song of Solomon's a conversation between Solomon and the Shunammite. And in chapter 4 we read these words, verse 1, Solomon addressing his bride, "Behold, thou art fair, my love, behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks, thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn, which come from the washing, whereof every one bear twins, and none is barren among them. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet. Thy speech is comely." That's a lovely verse. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet. Thy speech is comely. Here Solomon addresses the Shunammite. He talks about her speech, how she talks, how she conducts herself, the words, the language that she uses as she speaks to the other young virgins and the other bridesmaids about her beloved. And she speaks so well of him that Solomon says concerning her, "Thy speech is comely. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet." And you, the child of God, in a sense, should have comely speech and lips like a thread of scarlet, because the Christian should ever endeavour to speak well of our beloved. Anne Ross Cousins wrote some lovely verses as she had been reading through the works and the journals of Samuel Rutherford. "Oh, I am my beloved's, and my beloved's mine. He brings a poor, vile sinner into his house of wine. The bride eyes not her garments, but her dear bridegroom's face. I will not gaze at glory, but on the King of grace." And she spoke so well about him, about Christ. And it's the Christian's prerogative to speak well of him. People mightn't listen. We mightn't be eloquent. We might stumble and stutter. But if we endeavour to speak well of our Saviour, he takes pleasure in that. Lips like scarlet thread that speak about the blood, that speak about the cross, that speak about the Saviour. In fact, this is one of the great necessities in the Christian life. "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Jesus Christ said, "Whosoever shall confess me before man, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven." I wonder, can you speak of him? Can you testify to the saving grace of God in your life? I praise God that I can look back as a young lad at the age of 13 that I came to assurance of faith in Jesus Christ, and I've been trying to speak of him even over these years. And I trust that as we speak today about the Saviour, that you'll consider him and put your faith and trust in him.